Texte numéro 44. Is zip code destiny? While most Americans worry that they live in an age of reduced social mobility, recent publications by two leading economists disagree about the flagging American dream. Raj Chetty, a Harvard economist, and his co-authors have pieced together an astonishing series of findings based on data from nearly all the tax returns filed in America for decades. They have found that the chance that a child will learn more than his parents has dropped from 90% to 50%. That the gap in life expectancy between rich and poor has widened, even as that between blacks and whites has narrowed. And that although the chances of upward mobility differ greatly from one neighbourhood to the next, in nearly every part of America the path for black boys is steeper. Mr. Chetty has also compiled evidence that mobility or immobility depends a lot on the types of neighbourhood that Americans grow up in. Reanalyzing the Moving to Opportunity experiment, which randomly assigned vouchers to poor families in five American cities to live in less poor places, Chetty found dramatic effects for children who moved while young. Indeed, they had a 32% higher chance of attending college and a 31% higher earnings. His research has ranked neighbourhoods according to their chances of propelling children upwards. So it's like Rousseau in The Social Contract. Man is born free and everywhere he is in chains. We just need to remove the chain of neighbourhood. No, it's not that simple, says Jack Heckman, an economist at the University of Chicago who won a Nobel Prize for work on teasing out cause and effect from real-world data. He acknowledges there are clear differences in mobility according to neighbourhood. But the ultimate drivers could lie in family structure, parenting habits, exposure to crime, or the quality of schooling. Heckman disagrees that zip code is destiny. For him, this overlooks the fact that Asians and black women are doing fairly well in mobility relative to whites. Mr. Chetty's analysis diverts attention away from other plausible explanations for why African Americans are not doing well. Discrimination is on the table, but family structure is off the table, Heckman says. This debate matters not just because two prominent economists disagree, but because they suggest different methods for tackling the urgent problem of intergenerational immobility. Mr. Chetty's experimental work on the primacy of place will be an important test of his theories, yet it also has a limit on its scale. Every disadvantaged American plainly cannot be moved to opportunity. Mr. Heckman's project of encouraging early childhood education raises some scaling questions too. Could every child in America receive a program as intensive as the ones he studies? The answer, as with all messy scientific debates, is to let the experiments proceed. Adapted from The Economist, May 2020.